Hello, I'm Micah, aka Knob Twister, a host from the podcast you're about to fill your ear holes with. My co-host, Dustin, aka Sofa Sitter, and I research, read, and discuss fairy tales worldwide. The episodes are 60% fun, 10% educational, and 37% crazy. But alas, all good things do end, and Tales of Bedlam disappeared for a few years. So please disregard any reference to a website or announcements during the episode. For more fairy tale fun, follow, like, and share us on Instagram and Facebook at Tales of Bedlam, or visit our website from the link in the show notes. Enjoy the show! Welcome again to Tales of Bedlam in this very special bonus episode.
Bonus. We love a good bonus.
From our new good friend, Amelia Brown.
She's in Cambridge, UK.
Yep.
United Kingdom. We love our friends in the UK.
This very accomplished writer who has allowed us to read a couple of her stories. I will have some links for her blog page in the show notes and on our website at talesofbedlam.com. Dustin, tell us a little bit about Amelia Brown, please. Oh,
I would love to. Amelia Brown started writing officially as a humor columnist for her university's newspaper. In September of 2016, she won an honorable mention in the Writers of the Future contest for her short story, A Womb at the Edge of Space. She will be published in the 81 Words anthology She will be published in the 81 Thirds anthologies. Is that word?
81 Words anthology.
She will be published in the 81 Words anthology sometime in the next 2 years. And she is the author behind the blog Fairy Stories and Other Tales. And that is the link that we'll have on our website. If you want to go there and check out her other stories, do it.
Check it out.
Do it. Recently featured in the Warren Story section of the Dead Rabbits Books Literary Press website. Amelia has just semi-retired at a great risk and at far too young of age from academic life in Cambridge, UK, to write in the quantity her heart desires. And we're glad she did, because now we get to read her stories, and they're awesome.
We have a lot in common with her. We love stories, and we like to write, too.
And I'd like to be retired.
Someday, this podcast will actually make some money.
I make all kinds of money. What are you talking about?
What? You make money?
Well, you didn't get those huge head-sized lumps of gold that they sent in?
No.
Well.
What?
You better talk to the accountant.
I'm owed some back pay. Today's tale's The Boy and the Bear.
The Boy and the Bear.
Today, the voice of the boy will be played by me, Micah. And the voice of the bear would be played by Dustin.
The shadow only knows. The Boy and the Bear. Once upon a time, like the way that starts, once upon a time, a young lad went out to the river to catch fish for his dinner. Oh, well, I'm not a big fan of fish, but whatever. Whatever floats you guys' boats, man.
I love fish, especially since this would probably be trout.
I'm not excited about fish at all. I mean, if I
We've
was starving,
gone fishing several times.
I didn't say I don't like to go fishing. I said I don't like to eat them. They're just way too fishy. Anyway, okay. Once upon a time, a young lad went out to the river to catch fish for dinner. On the other side of the river stood a bear. His gaze transfixed on the fish-laden rushing water before him as he readied himself to take the plunge.
Oh.
He's going to get him. Get him, bear.
Oh, ho, said the boy to the bear. Would you mind tossing a few fish my way after you've indulged? For it would be simple for the bear to do so, and it would save the boy the trouble. But half the fun is catching the fish.
No, he's not doing it for fun. He's doing it for eating.
And
for
he's
meals.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Starving. All right.
Right?
Sure.
That's work. And why would I do that? Returned the bear, looking up from his prey reluctantly. Really?
That was awesome. The lad shrugged. It would be a simple thing for you to do, came his response.
The bear considered, I'll do it, but only if you find me a mate down the way into the forest. It is spring, and I should be getting around to it.
The boy gave this condition some thought. And the idea of continuing his walk until he found another bear appealed. At least he would not have to get wet.
What kind of fishing was he doing? He was jumping in?
I guess he probably didn't have a pole.
Oh.
So he was probably going to do the way the bear was.
He was noodling it.
Agreed, the lad said, and he set off to complete his task with a grin and a whistle playing on his lips.
Nicely done. So, no. Nice. Are you whistling the Muppets? That's awesome. Together again.
Da 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 da.
Nice. Now I had a thought, and now you've whistled Muppets, and it's went right out of my head.
I blew it up.
So wait, this boy thinks he's going to walk into the forest and find a lady bear and talk her into coming down to mate with the other bear?
Ooh, that's dangerous.
It is a fairy tale. The bear, relaxed and free from the annoyance of mating rituals, it is very annoying. Mating rituals are annoying. Went about the business of catching his dinner.
Mm-hmm.
When he was full, he caught up a fish for the boy in his mouth and steadied himself to fling it onto the dry bank.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah.
But it felt so delightfully slippery in his mouth. Perhaps it would not hurt to have just one more. Blech. After swallowing the fish, he caught another. But the same thing happened. And again, he tried to fling the fish to the other side, but alas, it was too tantalizing not to swallow. Until, all of a sudden, the river was empty.
Whoa.
He ate all the fish in the river. And his stomach felt as though it would split itself and burst from all the fish in his body. That is a lot of fish, Mr. Bear.
The boy, meanwhile, discovered that female bears are not readily happened upon like fruit on a tree.
That's amazing.
And also that the further one goes into the forest, the denser it gets, making it hard to spot anything save branches and shrubs.
Oh, it's so true.
Still, he persisted and told himself it was much better to be scratched than to get wet.
I don't know.
But as the evening passed, he did not find what he sought.
Oh.
Finally, when the night began to fall, he made his way back empty-handed, only to find the bear flipped onto his back, with his stomach so round and full that surely if it grew any more in size, it would pop.
Fat bear.
Hey! Cried the kid, for he had deduced that since there were no fish beside the bear, indeed the river that had once teemed was now only full of rushing water.
Wow.
All of them.
What?
All of them had wound up in the bear's belly.
Ugh.
There are no more fish. You've eaten them all.
I did try, groaned the bear. But every time I caught one, I could not but keep it for myself. He moaned, and as he did, he turned his head to look alongside the boy. But ho, I see no mate beside you.
The boy held the bear's gaze, then dropped his head.
Shamed.
Well, no, admitted the lad. I could not find another bear. The one stared at the other until the bear closed his eyes and whimpered at the agony in his belly. The boy went home empty-handed, and both thought they would have been better off if they had attended to their duties themselves.
And I agree. They should have stuck to their own duties.
This is definitely more a fable than a fairy tale because of definitely the moral.
The moral right at the end.
Yep.
It's laid out.
Very clear.
Do your own thing.
Mm-hmm. Do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. If you're a dude, don't go searching for lady bears.
In the forest.
And if you're a bear, don't fish for the dude.
He needs to get himself a fishing pole. He should come here to Springfield, Missouri and check out Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah, heck yeah. He'd get himself a nice pole at the Bass Pro Shop.
And maybe a shotgun for that bear.
Oh my gosh. That's so violent. You don't need to be shooting bears with shotguns. Just leave them alone. They're just eating their fish. No bear ever hurt you.
Well, I don't intend one to.
Oh my gosh. these people and their guns.
I hope you enjoyed your bonus for the month. We like to throw these in every once in a while because we love our listeners. And we hope our listeners love us.
Oh, they do. And thank you again, Amelia.
Yes, we'll have links for her in the show notes and on our website. So if you would check her out, she has lots of great stories for you, the listener, to read. And don't forget to subscribe to her.
Yeah, absolutely. You won't be disappointed. Great stories.
Thanks again, and bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. I'll see you next time. I gotta do it again. Oh. Hey, baby. I'll see you again next time.
Perfect.